Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated by Mutti and Hadassah Jacobowitz, Lezecher Nishmas Yaakov Zev ben Repesach Yosef.
Learning Maseches Yevamos Dafayin Ches. I'm going to start the shiur in the middle of the Amud, because that's more of the Yisaidistic Inyan to understand the Yisaidist that we're going to learn about the Sugya, that we're going to start with a necessary Zakhtama to the Yisaidist I want to discuss about the sugyas in the beginning of the Amud. So we're going to start. The Gemara says, Amr Rabbi Babachana Amr Rabbi Yechanan. The Gemara says, Rabbi Babachana sent a name in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Mitzri Sheni, Shanasis Mitzis Rishena, Benoshlishi Avoy. Let's say you have the father's a Mitzri Sheni and the mother's a Mitzis Rishena. The din is that a Mitzri is only mut after three dairis. If the Gemara explains, the Ger Mitzri that becomes the Ger, he's considered the first dar. He's the Mitzri Rishon. His children are Mitzri Sheni. They're also Aser. And their children are Mitzri Shlishi. They're Mutter Lekal. So the shaila is, what if one parent is a Mitzri Sheni? There's already a second generation Mitzri. And the other parent is the one, is the first generation, is the Mitzri that became the Ger. So Rabbi Ravachana said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that if the father is a Mitzri Sheni and the mother is a Mitzri Rishena, the son is a shlishi, you go basa the father. Ama basa the day shadina. And avada hu adin fakert, let's say the father would be a mitzvah rishain and the mother would be a mitzvah shniya, then the ben would be a sheni. What generation you are depends on your father. If your father is the first generation mitzvah, so you're asa lakal. If your father is already a second generation mitzvah, so you're mutta lakal. That's Rabbi Bechana says the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Then Rav Nimi says the name of Rabbi Yechanan. That no, then a mitzri sheni, shenas is mitzri shena, but not sheni. That if, as long as the mother is a mitzri shena, even though the father is a mitzri sheni, the son is still asa bakal, you go basa the mother. Now the Ramban and the Rajman Ritva, they understand the Redimi to say you go exclusively basa the mother. Rabbi Bechana holds is totally all in the father. The third generation mitzri is totally. If he's third generation mitzad the father, if his father is a mitzri rishon, he's a mitzri sheni. If his father is a mitzri sheni, then he's a mitzri shlishi. It doesn't matter what the mother is. And if Dimi holds, it all goes bas to the mother. If the mother is a mitzri rishena, the Gemara says he's a mitzri sheni. And who would then, if the mother is a mitzri shniya, even if the father is a mitzri rishon, Rav Dimi would hold that the children are mutta bakal. So the Ramban and the Rashi Mitva asked the Kasha, what happened to the din of Laham Halecha Chapsulon? The Gemara before said, Laham Halecha Chapsulon. And Rashi explained, if a Mitzri marries a Yisrael, Israelis, or a Yisrael marries a Mitzris, in either case, the child's a Mitzri. Either the father or the mother give the Psul Mitzri. So what's the pshat? Why does Rabbi Bechana say he goes exclusively after the father? Rav Dimi says he goes exclusively after the mother. When we have a din laham aleicha chapsulan, that either the father or the mother is enough to give the child a psul mitzri. So the Ramban and the Rashman, the Ritva answer that there's a difference if there's an aveira or there's no aveira. Laham aleicha chapsulan is only when there's an aveira, when there's an isser in the marriage. And that comes from the Mishnah in Kedushin. There's the end of the third parak, Samach Vav and Beis. Kol makom sheyesh Kedushin, v'yesh aveira havlad aleicha chapsulan. When there's a Tvisus Kedushin, but there's an Aveira, then you go Basa the Pogam. So if a Mamzer marries a Bas Yisrael, or Yisrael marries a Mamzeris, all these cases are, there's an Aveira, so Mela, either one could give the Psul. Mashenke, when a Mitzri Rishon marries a Mitzri Shnia, or a Mitzri Sheni marries a Mitzri Rishon, there's no Aveira. When there's no Aveira, so then Rabbi Babachana and Avdimi hold, there's no Din Aleich Achar Psulat. So if a Yisrael would marry a Mitzvah Rishayna, even according to Rabbi Babachana, the son would be a Mitzvah Sheni, because since it's an Aveira, so the mother's Psul also would carry over. Mashengen, if a Mitzvah Sheni marries a Mitzvah Rishayna, there's no Aveira. Since there's no Aveira, there we have Rabbi Babachana holds that you go bust to the father, and Avdimi holds you go bust to the mother. This is the pshat of the Ramban and the Rashman Ritva, and this is the Mashmais of Rashi and Kedushin. Now, when Amud Beis, the Gemara brings a third opinion from Rabbi Yechanan, Ravina Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Ravina Amar Rabbi Yechanan says, while they're still Goyim, what determines the nationality of the child, the Gabe, of the old dinim is the father. The father determines the nationality. So, come dice, if an Amoni would marry a Mitzri, or a Amoni would marry from a different nation, the child would be an Amoni. If a Mitzri would marry from a different nation, the child would be a Mitzri. And as I write, and Nizgayu Aleichach HaPogim Shebishneim. By Nizgayu, both the father and the mother could give over the psul. And the case was, if a Amoni marries a Mitzris, so if the child is a Zachar, so they would have the psul of Amoni, and will be Aser all the days forever. And if the child's in a keva where it doesn't have a psul of Amoni, Amoni v'loy Amoinis, who would also get the psul of Mitzri from the mother, and she would be Aser till the next day. That's the sheet of Ravina and Rabbi Yechna. So Lefidah Ramban Ashmer Dvam, Ravina would seem to be arguing a third sheetah, not like Rav Dimi and not like Rabbi Bechana. Because Ravina seems to hold that Lahem Aleichach Absulon is even when there's no Aveira. And Amayni is allowed to marry a Mitzris, then neither of them are called Kal Hashem. Still he says the din of Lahem Aleichach Absulon. So come Dej Ravina holds that the din that you go about to the apostle is a din all over. So come Dais, when a Mitzri Sheni would marry a Mitzvah Rishena, or a Mitzri Rishon would marry a Mitzvah Shnia, according to Ravina, in both cases the Vlad would be a Sheni, because since he holds you don't need an Aveira for Halaychach HaPsulon, so in both cases either the father or the mother can give over the Psul Mitzri. So come Dais, we have three Shittas. Rabbi Rabbechana and Rav Dimi both agree that there's no din of Lahem Halaychach HaPsulon when there's no Aveira. Just the machlekes is, who does give over the psul? Rabbi Bechana holds dafka the father, and Ravina and Rav Dimi holds dafka the mother. And Ravina holds that even when there's no aveir, you say lehem alachach psulan, and both the father and the mother could both give over the psul. Now, l'chayre l'fi this shita, that according to Ravina, according to Rabbi Bechana and Rav Dimi, whenever there's no aveir, you don't say lehem alachach psulan, it should come out that Lamashal, according to Rabbi Bechana, if a ger were to marry a mamzeris, the child would be kosher, because there's no aveira, if we hold kal gerim loyek rikal, and therefore there's no din of aloychach absulon, and therefore according to Rabbi Bechana, you would go bas to the father. And who would then, according to Rav Dimi, if a mamzer were to marry a geris? And l'char, who would then, nesina, if a nasin would marry a geris, or a ger would marry a nesina, according to Rav Dimi, they wouldn't be able to give over the psul. Because according to Rav Bechana, you'd go bas to the father, there's no aveira, and according to Rav Dimi, you'd go only bas to the mother. The Achreinim in Kedushin asks a kash on this, because the Gemara there seems clear that the Gemara brings a brisa that if a ger marries a mamzeris, the child is a mamzer. Now, it could be mamzer is an exception, the Ramban is mashman that way. Al kopanim other psule kol, whether it's amayni mayavi mitzri or adaimi, or whether it's nasin, would seem lefi zeh if they marry a yisrael, then there's a din of aleichach psulon because there's an aveir. But if they marry a ger, there according to Rabbi Chana you go bas to the father, according to Rav Dimi you go bas to the mother, and Ravina holds no, you have aleichach psulon even when there's no aveir. This is that sauce of sugi lefi the Ramban, the Rashban, the Ridva. Taisus in Kedushin. And this is the sheet of the Taizir Shanim here, and the Taizir Rosh here. And this is also the Mashmais of the Rambam. They all know. Even when there's no Aveira, everyone agrees there's a din of Aleichach HaPsulon. But that's only when it's two different nations. When it's two different Psulim, and one has a Psul and one doesn't. Or one has one Psul and one has the other Psul. In that case, each Psul, the Psul of Amayni Me'avi, the psul of Mitzri Adaimi, the psul of Mamzer, each psul has a din of Lahem. Each psul has a din, they could give over the psul, Aleichach HaPsulon. But when both parents are Mitzrim, when both the father and mother are both Mitzrim, then there's no din of Lahem, Aleichach HaPsulon, because they're both Mitzrim. It's only a question, which dar? One father's a Mitzri Rishon, one parent's a Mitzri Rishon, one parent's a Mitzri Sheni. So then there's no din of Lahem, Aleichach HaPsulon. Kumtais, Rabbi Bechana and Rav Dimi are not arguing on Ravina. They're talking about two different cases. Ravina is talking about when there's two different nationalities. And Amayni marrying a Mitzris. Two different nationalities. There, everyone agrees, Lahem Aleichach HaPsulon. No one argues on that. Who would then, a ger that would marry a Amayni, or a Mitzri, Ukadaima, where there's no Aveira. But Lamaise says two nationalities. One has Ipsulamaini Miyavi or Mitzri Adaimi, and one does not. So again, everyone's masking Lahem Aleichach Ipsulon. Everyone's masking the Apostle could give over. But Rabbi Babachan and Rav Dimi are talking about where they're both Mitzrim. When they're both Mitzrim, so then there's Allah, there's no Lahem Aleichach Ipsulon. Then Rabbi Babachan holds you go Basidiyav, and Rav Dimi holds you go Basidiyim. But they both agree to Ravina that when they're from two different nations, they have two different psulim, then Avada, each one gives over his psul, his din, his nation. Or her psul, her din, her nation. Lefinis will come out of Chiddush. If, according to Rabbi Bar Chana, a Mitzri Sheni marries a Mitzri Shishaina, then the son is Mutul Lakal, because he goes to the father. But if a Ger, who's not a Mitzri Sheni, Stam a Ger, would marry a Mitzri Shishaina, then the son would not be Mutul Lakal. It would be worse. And even according to other Shishaina, also that's true by Yisrael, but that's because there's an Aveira. But according to Taizen Kedushin, the Taizen Shanim, and the Taizen Rosh here, it's not totally an Aveira. The fact that the father is not a Mitzri, so then you'll go back to the mother. The mother's the only Mitzri here, and the mother's a Mitzri Shishaina. The son would be a Mitzri Sheni. Only if the father is a Mitzri, but he's a Mitzri Sheni. So then there's no din to go back to the mother. The father is also a Mitzri. So then you go back to the father. Which Dar Mitzri is, he'll be a Mitzri Shlishi. That's what comes out the Sugya. And just one Cheshbin, Lefi the Ramban Rashi Ritva, that there's no chilik between if it's one Ummah, they're both Mitzrim, or it's a Mitzri and a Daimi. So Kum Tais, there are three Shittas in all the Dinim. Anytime there's no Aveira, Rabbi Bechana holds you always go back to the Zachar in all cases. Rav Dimi holds you always go bas to the mother in all cases. And Ravina Rabbi Yechanan holds, no, you go bas to the more chamer one. Lehem Aleichach Ipsulon applies even when there's no Aveira. But there's no chilik between two nations and one nation. Lefi zeh, you'd have to say the Rav Dimi that says you go bas to the mother means you go exclusively bas to the mother, not just bas to the mother lechumra, because otherwise he'd be the same sheet as Ravina. There wouldn't be three sheetas. What's Ravina being Maisif? Ravina holds you go after both of them lechumra. So Mela, in order for Avdimi to be a different shita, that's what the Ramban Rashi Mitzvah hold, that you go only busted aim. Ashaykin Lefi Taisin Kedushin, and the Taisis Yishanim and Taisin Rosh here, that hold that Ravina is a different thing. Ravina is when they're two different nations, and everyone agrees Aleichach Ipsulon. And Rabbi Babachon and Ravdimi are arguing when they're both Mitzrim. Rabbi Bechana says, you go back to the father, even Lekula. It's Yitachin to learn, and this is how the Rambam sounds like he learned, Lefina Magen Mishnah's Pshat, that Rav Dimi is saying that you go back to the aim, Lechumra, but Avadi you go back to the Av Lechumra also. All Rav Dimi said was, Mitzri Sheni, Shanasa Mitzri Shaina, Benar Sheni. That a Mitzri Sheni that marries a Mitzri Shaina, that you machmir, that the mother makes it go Lechumra. Since the mother is a Mitzri Shaina, so the child is a Mitzri Sheni. But he didn't say clearly, the Rishaina and the Ramban Rashi Mitzvah will learn that who would in fakert, if a Mitzri Rishin marries a Mitzri Shnia, then the Bnaz is Shlishi, because you go bas in aim bein lechumra bein lekula. Which is muchach, the way they're learning that Ravina that says you go both ways lechumra is talking about the same case as Rabbi Chanan and Avdimi, they're not mechal between one amen two amen. So al karchach, Rabbi Chana holds you go bas in the av bein lekula bein lechumra. Ravdimi holds you go bas in aim bein lekula bein lechumra. Ravina holds you go bas in either one lechumra. But according to Taizen Kedushin, where the pshat is, Ravina is talking about a whole different case when there's two amim, and there everyone agrees. Lehem aleichach psulim tells you either am could give over the psul. And but Rabbi Bechana and Ravdimi are talking about when they're both mitzrim. So there you could learn, and this is how the Rambam learns, that Rabbi Bechana says mitzri sheni shenasa mitzri shishaina, b'na shlishi, because you go basa the av bein lechumra bein lekula. Ravdimi says you go basa the aim lechumra, that a mitzri sheni shenasa mitzri shishaina b'na sheni. But who would then you go basa the av lechumra, and a mitzri rishain shenasa mitzri shnia would also be a sheni. And you don't have a kasha hainu Ravina. Ravina is talking about two amim. That's a different nekuda. And this is taka brought as 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. The din of Mitzri Rishain, Shanasa Mitzri Shnia, it's brought the sheet of the Ramban that the Benoah is Shlishi, because you go by the aim Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. It's also brought the sheet of the Rambam that the Benoah is a Sheni in that case, because you go by the Av Lechumra and by the aim Lechumra. And it's also brought in Shulchan Aruch the din that when the two Amamin, when it's an Amaini that marries a Mitzris, so then you go both ways Lechumra, which is like the Shita of Taisus and Kedushin, Taisus Shanim and Taisus Rashia, that by two Amamim, everyone agrees that you go both ways Lechumra, and that's the Mashmais of the Rambam. So that's that Sov, that Sugya, and now I want to go back to the beginning of Ayin Chesem and Aleph, and actually start from the end of Ayin Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara there was discussing the Machlekes of Yehuda and Reb Shimon, if in the Isser of Mitzri V'Adaymi, does that include Nekevis or not? The Mishnah said, this Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that it, both Scharim and Nekevis are both Aser. Reb Shimon holds no, Dafka Scharim are Aser, not Nekevis. Gemara brings a Braisa, Tanur Abanan, Banim V'Loi Banim, Stivir Rabbi Shimon. Reb Shimon learns it from the Pasuk, Banim V'Loi Banim. Since it says, Banim Ashev Odlem Dar Shlishi, it says, Banim, only sons are Aser. Daughters are not Aser. There's a din, Dafka the Mitzriim are Aser, not the Mitzriyas. And then the Raisa goes on, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Harei Yoyim Ebanim Ashe Yevodlem Dar Shlishi, since it says, Eloshin Ashe Yevodlu, HaKosef Tolan B'Leida, the Pasuk says, Leida, Leida is Asis. So what does that mean? Rashi has two pshat. One pshat Rashi says is, that HaKosef Tolan B'Leida means, Kolan Eladim Lehem, Afilu Nekeva B'Mashma. Since it says, Ashe Yevodlu, anyone who's born, Ashe Yevodlu is married, but anyone who's born, even Nekevas are born, they're also us. Then Rashi says another pshat. Lishna achrina tolam b'leida means tolah habanim be'em she'iledes oisam demhiri shayna ben sheni, which is very similar to what the Gemara said in Rav Dimi. The Gemara said, why does Rav Dimi hold you go bust to the mother, that if the mother's a rishayin, the son's a sheni? This the Gemara thought maybe it's because of ubi yerechimai. But then the Gemara says, shani hasam neksiva she'yevoldu akasif tolay b'leida. So the Gemara uses the words akasif tali beleida to explain that it's tali in the mother, even though the father is a mitzri sheni. But if the mother is a mitzri shena, the son's going to be a mitzri sheni, the son's going to be aser. And Rashi says, we lived in a cave in Suris, l'may hilchus atolim beleida. So Rashi, that's a right in a cave or aser. Because if in the cave wouldn't be aser, how's it shayach to be tali in the mother? The mother's not even aser. So we have two pshatim in Rashi. What's Rabbi Yehuda bring from a kasef of Talim Beleida? The first pshat is it's a whole different drasha. Doesn't mean the same thing as the Gemara uses the same words later, but it means something else. Here, a kasef of Talim Beleida means the pasuk is tell the Isran being born. The Kavis are also born. There's a ribui, anyone who's born. But the second pshat of Rashi is that when Rabbi Yehuda said a kasef of Talim Beleida, he meant the same thing the Gemara meant according to Rav Dimi later. It meant that the kasef of Talim Beleida means that the Isser is Tali in the mother. If the mother is a Mitzvah Shushayna, then the son's going to be a Mitzvah Sheni, even though the father is a Mitzvah Sheni. Generation is Tali in the mother. Yeah, we mentioned before, Machlaikis, does it mean exclusively the mother, or does it mean the mother Lechumra? Either way. Either the Pasuk means it's only Tali in Leida, it's only Tali in the mother, or it means it's also Tali Beleida, it's also Tali in the mother, both ways Lechumra. But either way, you see from there the mother's Aser, because if the mother's not Aser, it's not possible to be Tali in the mother. So Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, in the Shurim on Yevamos, says a very geshmakish shtickel. Says like this. Says, there's a din amayni v'loy amaynis. And the halacha is that if Yisrael marries an amaynis, the son is kasher. And that's mavur, because we see David HaMelech is kasher, because Rus was a mayavis, not a mayavi. And because of the din of mayavi v'loy mayavis, so the son is going to be kosher. That's also mavur in the Gemara that we mentioned before with Ravina Amar Rabbi Yechanan, that Niskayu Holach HaChapogim Shebishneim, the Gemara Nayin Chesum Abeis, the Gemara says, B'mai, Ilein B'mitzi Shenosa Amaynis, Mai Pogim Shebishneim Ispa Amayni V'loy Amaynis. That if a mitzi would marry an Amaynis, there's no Pogim Shebishneim, the issue is not Paguma, Amayni V'loy Amaynis. So the child is Mutter. So Shmuel Zofsky says, we could clarify Chakir. Is it the pshat that Vibalt is a din of Amayni v'loy Amaynis, so Mela, the Nekev of the Amaynis, is Bechal not an Amaynis? She's not an Amoinis Bechlal. There is no shame Amoinis, there's no psul Amoinis. She has no shaykh to being an Amoinis. You could only be an Amoinis if there's an Isra Amoinis. Then you could be an Amoinis. Then you could be considered an Amoinis. But the lady who doesn't have an Isra Amoinis, she's not an Amoinis, she's like a regular Giyaris. That's a Chayr Pasha Tzad. Or you could say, no, the lady has a Din Amoinis. She has a shame Amoinis. She's an Amoinis. Now she's mutter. An Amoinis, Zachar is Aser, and Amoinis Nekeva is mutter. But they're both Amoinim. She's an Amoinis. So how come her male son doesn't have a Psul Amoinis? His mother's an Amoinis. Why doesn't he have a Psul Amoinis? The Teretz says, because the Din of Lahem, Halaychach Psulon, is only when there's a Psul. When there's a Chalais Psul, so then it's Din of Lahem, Halaychach Psulon. But if not, you go Basiriyav. If there's no Psul, so then you go Basi either one. When there is a Psul, then you go Basi either one. The father has a Psul, he can marry a Psul. The mother has a marry a Psul. Lahem Halaychach Psulon. If there's no Psul, just like the Umais, Halaychach HaZachar, like the Gemara says. When there's still Umais, when they're not in his Gayer, you go Basi the Zachar. So even though the mother's an Amaini, or the mother's a Mitzris, whatever it is, the Psul doesn't go to the children. Because there's no psul. They're Goyim. And Goyim is not Shaykh psul. So Shal is with Shemshmacha day. You only go Basi the father. Mara learns it out from a Pasuk. So who would then after then is Gayer? Oib no, there's no psul, even though she has a Shem Amoinis. But there's no psul, so the mother can't be Mamshech the Din Amoinis to the child because she doesn't have a psul. She needs a psul to be Mamshech her Din Amoinis to the child. What comes out in Afkamina? So he brings a very interesting Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan wants to say a gevaldige chiddush. He says, let's say you have a Giyaris Amoinis. She's kasha l'kol. And a guy is bayil her. And she has a son. He says, just like the Gemara in Bechayri says, l'gabi pidyan ben. If you have an Isha Leviya, and a guy is bayil her, and she has a child, the child is not mechuyev in pidyan ben. If she has a child from a Yisrael, so the child is Mechayiv in Pidyan HaBen, because the child is a Yisrael. But that's because the child has a father. So you go back to the father. So mainly, one of the child's a Levi or not? He's not a Levi. His father is a Yisrael. He's a Yisrael, even though his mother's a Levi. Now, Shankin, if a guy is Ba'iler, so a guy doesn't have Yichus. He's considered he doesn't have a father. He has no father. His father doesn't exist. All he has is a mother. All he has is a mother. So he's a Levi, because his mother's a Levi. There's no din pinyan aben. That's what it says in Gemara Bechayrus. Zayt Yom Bechanan, the same thing would apply by an Amoinis. If a Yid would be bayil an Amoinis, if a Yid would marry an Amoinis, so the child is not an Amoini. Because like we're saying, a psul she doesn't have. So you don't have lehem aleichach psulam. What's the nationality? It goes by to the father. So mela, the child wouldn't be considered an Amoini. Now Shengen, if a guy is bayil an Amoinis, has a child with an Amoinis, so he has no father. He has no father because the guy doesn't have yichus. He only has a mother. So the mother's an amoinis. The child would be an amoinis. The child would be asul l'kol. That's what Rabbi Chanan wants to say in Chiddush. So Rabbi Shmuel is telling this chakira. Rabbi Chanan apparently learned that she is an amoinis. She's still considered an amoinis. Navas, she doesn't give over the psul because you don't have lehem aleichach psulam because there is no psul. So male children won't be amoinis because their father's not an amoinis. Mashengen by a guy, but they don't have a father, so you can't say their father's not an Amoinis, so they would be an Amoinis. Mashengen, if you hold the other way, if you hold that an Amoinis is not an Amoinis, a female can't be an Amoinis Bechlal, she doesn't have a shame Amoinis Bechlal, there's no Teiris Amoinis Bechlal, so then, even if a guy is Bayalit, a child won't be an Amoinis. That's what comes out in Afkimino Allah. So Avshur Zavsky Tain is that this Rashi is the Chayim of Urna like Rabbi Chanan. If you hold it like Rabbi Chanan, that an Akeva has a shame Amoinis. Just to be no din of Lehem Aleichach HaPsulim, because there's no Psul, so he'll go back to the father. So who a din? Even if you say Mitzri V'loi Mitzris, even if you say Banim V'loi Banis. But still, she is a Mitzris. So if someone, a non-Mitzri, would marry her, and you hold Banim V'loi Banis, Mitzri V'loi Mitzris, like a Pshimin, so Avada the child would go back to the father, and Avada the child would be Kasha. Mashengen, if a Mitzri Shemi would marry her, so the father is also a Mitzri. So you can't say you go back to the father and male the child's not a Mitzri. The father is also a Mitzri. The question is what generation? So this, since she is a Mitzris, and the child is a Mitzri, both his parents are Mitzrim. The child is a Mitzri. The question is what generation it is So what's so shver to say that it goes basa the mother? I mean, when a guy is bail the mother, you don't mind saying that the mother's din mitzvi goes to the child. And the child would be considered a mitzvi sheni. Just like Rabbi Chanan says by an amayni. So what would be so shver to say that if a mitzvi sheni marries a mitzvi sheina, even if there's no din mitzvis, but still, she is a mitzvis, and you don't need lahem alach hachapsulam, the father's also a mitzvi. The child's which generation? So it could go bust to the mother. Elamai, the way Rashi's learning, the second lashon of Rashi, the way the second lashon of Rashi's learning the Gemara, you have to learn not like Rabbi Chanan, Zoktiv Shulazovsky. It's murchach to say that a mitzvis is bechlal not a mitzvis. If there's no psul mitzvi, a mitzvis wouldn't be considered a mitzvis bechlal. There'd be no way to go bust to the aim because the aim's not a mitzvis. If you say banav le banas, it's bechlal not a mitzvis. And Mamela, who would then avada for guy would be bailer, avada the child would be kosher. So if you're going to say she's a mitzvah, so the only thing is that the son is kosher because he go bas to the father. So if the father is a mitzvah sheni, won't be shver to say that legabe which do you go bas to the mother. No, ulay ish lefalvo bazet, but that's a Rav Shmuelzovsky tightness. And now let's go vaitam in the Gemara. Rabbi Eichon says a very interesting thing. Amar Rabbi Eichon. He loves the Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Hakas of Talon Beleidah. If Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't hold that mitzvias or osawaser, if he would agree to Rabbi Shimon that it's only banav leibanis, it's only mitzvah leimitzvias, he wouldn't be able to be miyashiv his words bechlal. Why? Because kevin amamar kal geim iki kal, Rabbi Yehuda holds a kal geim also called the kal. So mitzvah sheni b'may yitter. How would it be shy for mitzvah sheni to become tar? Says, if you wouldn't hold kal gei mikri kal, so Meli could marry a giyaris. And then it's the gei. If a mitzvah rishon marries a giyaris, the child will be a mitzvah sheni, the mitzvah sheni will marry a giyaris, and the child will be a mitzvah shlishi. If you hold that a mitzvah includes mitzvahs, then he can marry a mitzvah. A mitzvah rishon can marry a mitzvah shlishi, the children will be a sheni, the children will marry a mitzvah shniya, and male, that will be a shlishi. But if you hold kal geirim, ikri kal, and you also hold mitzvi v'loi mitzriyais, so who could a mitzvi risha marry? If he marries a Yisrael or Geiris, that's aser. And that will be the e like sivkara. So Elamite, he'll marry a mitzvah, but a mitzvah also. If you hold mitzvi v'loi mitzvah, a mitzvah also is a Geiris, a mitzvah also would be considered kal Hashem, because kal geirim ikri kal. That would also be the E like Sivkara. So there'd be no way he can marry anyone without Al Kapanim being Ivan Isser, and the Pasuk wouldn't discuss the Isser. That's what the Gemara says. So, Mel, it's good Rabbi Yehuda holds that Mitzri is a Rosser Rosser. Then it's the gay. If the Mitzri marries a Mitzris, which is also it's not Kal Hashem because she's Pasuk of a Bakal. That's the Lashon HaGemara. And the Yushainim point down, if he marries another Psul Kal, well, it can't be an Aminus or a Mayavis, they're also Mutter. But if he marries another psul kal, like a mamzeres or a nesina, so then vaita, you wouldn't have dar shlishi yavar lemekal Hashem. Because since it's a din of lehem aleich hachepsulon, so the vlad would be possible mitzad the psul kal that he married. So either way, you have a problem. He can't marry Yisrael or a geiris. That's the E. That avad that a child would be a mitzvah sheni, but that's the E. That the Torah wouldn't write. And if Reb Yehuda would hold that mitzvi v'loi mitzvahis, if Rabbi Yehuda would not hold the kas of Talon Beleda, so who would then a mitzvi v'adaymi would also be called Kal Hashem. So male it also would be called the E. And to marry another psul kal, which does have an isadiris, so tepik leida kid would be also the other psul kal. So Taisus asks Akasha, that if you hold like Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, that you go over to the Av, why can't he marry a Nesina? Taisus Kasha is, why can't he marry a Nesina? Are you going to say that the kid will be possible because of the psul nesina? But according to Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Rabbi Yechanan, you go basa di'av. That's fechtesis. So Mela, what's the problem? Who the mitzvah get married? But my yitar, he can marry a nesina. And the kid will not have a psul from the nesina because Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said, you go basa di'av. Emphatesis. This Rabbi Yechanan is going like the Rav Dimi, Rabbi Yechanan. This Rabbi Yechanan will go like the Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yechanan, that says you go basani aim. So if he marries a nesina, so then the nesina would make the kid aser. And Mamela, Vaita wouldn't be a mitzvah sheni being tar, because there'll be an issa nesina, which will be the la'olam, there'll be no heter of mitzvah shlishi. That's the kasha and teres of Tarsus. So Achronim point out that this Tarsus, l'chari, doesn't stim with Tarsin Kedushin, and Tarsin Shanim, and Tarsin Rosh, that say that the din of Rabba, Bechon, and Rav Dimi are dafka when it's the same am, when they're both mitzvahim. But when they're from different amimin, then everyone's maskim aleichach absulan. If Tarsus would hold that way, he wouldn't have a kasha. There's no one that holds that if a mitzri marries a nesina, you go basa di av, and the son is just a mitzri and not a nesina. No, aleichach absulan, aleichach apogim shebishneim. You'll have all the chumras of mitzri and all the chumras of nesina. L'chayritz muchach in this Tarsus, he also held, like what we said before, the shita of the Ramban Rashi and Dvar, that there's no chilik between one am and two am. The chilik is dafk if it's yesh aveir or ein aveir. If it's yesh aveir, then everyone else aloi chach apsulon. But as long as it's ein aveir, so then in all cases, even by two amimin, Rabbi Chana would say egobas to the father, and Rav Dimi would say egobas to the mother. So Kamer Yishayim try to be miyashivit, the Pnei Yeshua in Kedushin, and the Avnei Meluim, and the Asher Shankiv here. They each are mayrich, with Gevaldig and Cheshbainis, Abba Kepshutai, now that we have the sheet of the Ramban Rashi and Dvar, Kepshutai, this Taisus holds like the Ramban Rashi and Dvar, it's Taka Machloikis, the two Taisusin. Our Taisus holds that Rambam Bechon is arguing on Ravina later, and there's no chilip between one Am and two Amin. In all cases, there's no Avera. Rambam Bechon holds the Goba Sidi Av. And Mamele says, Rabbi Echanan here wouldn't stim with Rambam Bechon, because then he could just marry a Nesina, and you won't go Basid in Nesina, because you go Basid the Av. Since there's no Aveira, the Melees, that's a Zayin, Rabbi Yechaniel, like Rav Dimi, that says you go Basidiyim. And Taisin Kedushin holds that the Kasha doesn't start, because when it's two Amin, everyone holds that you go L'chumra Basi, either the Av or the Aim. As then you learn Pashit, and I'm sure Ozovsky wants to be Maisif, that Fakir, that the Sugyas are Mashmed, the Sugyas Chalukas, you can learn that our Sugya holds that way, and the Sugya in Kedushin holds that there's a Chalup between one Amin and two Amin. And the Taisus is just going, each Tais going according to the Sugya. But Kepshutai, it's two Mahalchim. Now, the Achrayim asked the following Kasha. There is a Sheet this Rishayim, Taka the Ramban Rashi and Dvar, and we'll speak about it in the next year. That there's a big stira. The Gemara before said that Nesina is an Issa Deraisa, and the Pasuk of Loisus Chatanbam is going when they gave him. And the Gemara in the next blunt is Mash Makloi that Nesina is an Issa Derabanan. And Ibazai, the Pasuk of Leskatmam, would have to be going when they're going. And that's how we mentioned in the previous Sheh, how the Rambam paskins. Al Kaponim, it's a stira. So the Mahalach of the Ramban, Rashi and Dvar, the stira is that the original Nesinim are Vad Asami Deraisa. Anyone from the Zayin Umas that comes from Mizgayer, that generation that's Megayer, the people that are Megayer from the Zayin Umas are Asami Deraisa. That's the Dinah of Leskatmam. But their children are Mutter. Because it doesn't say Darius by Nesina. By Amo and Me'avi and Mamzerim, it says Darius. It says, Ad Darasir, Le'avi B'kal Hashem, Ad Eilam. Mitzvah and Daimi, it says to be Darius. By Nesina, it doesn't say Darius. It means that the ones that are Megayah, they themselves are Asir. But the next generation Nesina, Mamutim, Yidaraisu. And that's why needed Exeir, David HaMelech was Geyser. That even the next generation is Asir. Even, not the original Geyrim, but even the next generation Asir. We'll speak about the next year. Now, Kapanim Lefi this Shita, that an Asina is an Issa deraisa love of Bakal, but that children are Mutter. So, Chayy Vaiti have Taisus Kasha. So, why can't he marry an Asina? And you don't have the Teretz because you go like Rav Dimi and you go busted in a Keva and the male that's going to be Nissa Nasina. No, Nasina doesn't have a Hemshech Ladaris Lefi this Rishainim. There's no Issa Daris by Nasina. Only the original Nasina Maraser, that children are Mutter. So what's the kasha? Mitzri sheni b'mayitar. The mitzri can marry a nesina. He can marry a nesina, and then the children will be mutter. As I've come achreinim, davne meluim asked the kasha, the turi evin and megillah daf yadal, that the kivegas mitzayin asked this kasha, the beis meir and that say, erozim and evin, ezesim and dal, speak about this kasha. Kam achreinim asked this kasha, lefi the Ramban, Rashi, and Dvar that hold, the Nesina doesn't have an Issa Deiris, so you have a Pasha de Teiris to the Gemara's Kasha. How could a Mitzri Sheni become Tar? A Mitzri can marry a Nesina. And Mela, it's not the E, because a Mitzri is allowed to marry a Nesina, because a Mitzri is not Kal Hashem, and a Nesina is not Kal Hashem. There's no problem with the Mitzri marrying a Nesina. And there won't be a Psul Nesina, because a Psul Nesina is not Nimshach Midaraisa L'Deiris. So Mela, all you'll have is a Din Mitzri. So then it's like, yeah, you have a Mitzri Rishon, who marries a Nesina, the sons of Mitzri Sheni. The sons of Mitzri Sheni marry a Nesina, and that son will be Mutter L'Kal, it's Mitzri Shlishi. That's the Rishonim's Kasha. Taisa Shitasi holds Nesina isn't a Sederis Midaraisa. So Taisa can answer the Kasha, that it goes like Rav Nimi, that you go bus to the Isha, and the Mela, any time a Mitzri would marry Nesina, the Vlad would have a Psul Deiris Nesina. It wouldn't be in the game Mitzri Shlishi, because anyway the Vlad would have also the Psul Nesina, and wouldn't be able to come Bekal Hashem because of the Psul Nasin. But the Rishonim, the Ramban Rashi, holds that Nesina is not Nimshach Deiris, so the Vlad, anyone would have a Psul Nesina. So Mela, it's only in the game of Psul Mitzri, that should be a Basha de Teiris, a Mitzri Sheni B'mayitur. So the Avni Meluim and the Turi Evan were both mechavim to the same teretz. They said that the Ramban Rashi Vola Shitasim that hold that the din of Rav Dimi applies even by two amamin, and like we said, they hold the Rav Dimi goes bus to the aim exclusively, even the kula. So what would happen if a Mitzri Rishon would marry a Nesina? There's no Avera. A Mitzri Rishon is allowed to marry a Nesina. According to Rav Dimi, you'll go bus to the aim, and it'll be mut even before he's a Mitzri Shlishi. You wouldn't need Mitzri Shlishi to be matter. Only the Ein could give over the Psul when there's no Aveira, not the Av. So Mela, you don't have an Eitzah who'll marry a Nesina. Because if he marries a Nesina, at least Lefi Rav Dimi, the Stam there won't be a Psul Mitzri that will go over. Because since there's no Aveira, he'll go bus to the Ein. So Kum Dei Zvaiti is stuck. In other words, this is the problem. If Rabbi Yehuda that holds Kal Geirim Ikri Kal would also hold Mitzri V'loi Mitzri Yais. So Kumta is like this. If he marries a Yisrael or a Geiris, according to Rabbi Yehuda Kal Geirim Ikri Kal, or even a Mitzris, if you hold that Mitzri V'loi Mitzri Yais, so a Mitzris would be considered a regular Geir, all those cases are Aser. Avada, in those cases, it's Yesh Aveira. So you don't go bust in a mother. In those cases, it's an Aveira. If a Mitzri would marry Yisrael, the child will be a Mitzri. Even according to Rav Dimi, you go bus to the aim, that's only when there's no Aveira. But a Mitzri marrying Yisrael is an Aveira, you go bus to the Av. So that would be a good case of Mitzri Sheni and Mitzri Shlishi. But the problem is, Torah doesn't say the E. If he marries a Geiris, Rav Yehuda holds Kal Geirim Ikri Kal, that would be a good case of Mitzri Sheni and Mitzri Shlishi. Because since it's an Aveira, you go bus to either the father or the mother, so the father would be able to give a Psul. But since it's an Aveira, that would be the E. If you marry a Mitzris, if Rabbi Yehuda or Mitzri V'lay Mitzris, that would also be the E. If he marries a Nesina, which that's mutter for a Mitzri to marry, because a Nesina is certainly not Kal, and a Nesina is allowed to marry a Mitzri because a Mitzri is not Kal, but then, since there's no Aveira, you'd go bus to the mother. If you go bus to the mother, so it's not a Mitzri Shlishi that's mutter. Even if a Mitzri Sheni would marry a Nesina, the Vlad would be mutter. Since there's no Aveira, and like we said, the Psul Nesina is not Nimshach L'Deiris, so you go bus to the mother, and the Vlad would stop be mutter. It's nothing to do with Mitzri Shlishi. The din of Mitzri Shlishi wouldn't be Shaykh. That's the Gemara's Kasha. According to Rabbi Chana, it wouldn't be Shver, because Rabbi Chana says when there's no Aveira, you go bus to the father. If you go bus to the father, so Mel isn't a gay Mitzri Shlishi. But according to Rav Dimi, that you go bus to the mother, it's not a gay Mitzri Shlishi, because if he marries in the scene, he'll be mutter right away. That's a teretz of the Turi Evan Avnei Melu. So Fractive Zerub Shmuel Rizavsky like this. If you're going to go like Rav Dimi and say that whenever there's no Aveirim, you go bus to the mother, so why is it only Shver, like Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that Kal Geirim Ikri Kal? Even if you hold Kal Geirim Lo Ikri Kal. So Kum Deis, the Mitzri is allowed to marry a Geiris. But again, when the Mitzri marries the Geiris, so then there's no Aveira. If a Mitzri marries a Geiris and there's no Aveira, according to Rav Dimi, you go bus to the aim. So a male, it's not in the game, Mitzri Shlishi. Even if a Mitzri Rishi would marry a Geiris, the Vla will be mutter, because you go bus to the aim. So why is it only Shver Nebihuda? Because he holds Kahal Geirim Ikri Kal, even if you hold Kal Gerim Lo Ikri Kal, let's say you go like Reb Shimon, they hold Kal Gerim Lo Ikri Kal, but you hold Mitzvah Lo Mitzvah. So again, what's the Pasuk talking about? If he marries Yisraelis Ba'Avera, the Eloi Katani, the Eloi Sivkra, the Pasuk wouldn't write a case where there's an Avera. Ella marries a Geiris, which is Mutter. So if he marries a Geiris or a Mutter, Rav Dimi holds that you go Basa the mother. And in Mela, you don't need a Mitzvah Shlisha to your Mutter. Even a Mitzvah Rishon that you marry Geiris should be Mutter. So Lechaira, why is the Gemara's Kasha only in Rabbi Yehuda, it's Kal Gerim Rikikal? The Kasha should be even if you hold Kal Gerim Loyikikal. Chayimam Meshapela. Zaktiv Shmur Zavsky Gaina Shavart. If you hold Kal Gerim Loyikikal, so then you could have the case where you married a mitzvah, the seist, even though you hold mitzvah v'lay mitzvah. But since kal gerim lo yikri kal, so you can marry a mitzvah. It's mutter to marry a mitzvah. She's legoy from regular geiris. So Zaktiv Shmuel Zavsky, if you would marry a geiris, so then the son will be mutter. Why? Because since there's no aveir, if Dimi holds igobas to the mother, so male the father doesn't count. But if he marries a mitzvah, so the mother's also a mitzvah. If the mother's also a mitzvah, so even if you go back to the mother, there's also a din mitzvah over here. So that's the case where you need mitzvah sheni b'mayitar, marrying a mitzvah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he can't marry a mitzvah either. If Rabbi Yehuda holds mitzvah loy mitzvah, and he holds kal gerim ikri kal, so male marrying a mitzvah will be called the e. So you don't have the eitz of marrying a mitzvah. That's also ba'aveir. That's also the ilek sivkra. But if you hold kal gerim lo yikri kal, so einachinami when he marries a geiris, you don't need a mitzvah shlishi, the son is mutter right away because you go basadi don, because there's no aveira. But if he marries a mitzvah, so then even basadi don is a mitzvah. So Zaktiv Shmuel Zavsky, this would only stim like Rabbi Chanan. Like we mentioned before, Rabbi Chanan said, if a goy marries an amaynis, the child is asa bakal. The child is an amayni. Even though amayni v'loy amaynis, she's muteris makal. But she's still an amaynis. And if you have a father, so then you go basa the father. And you don't say lahem aloich achab sulan because she's not apostle. So merely you go basa the father. If there's no father, so then the kid will be an amayni because she's an amaynis and there is no father to go basa the father. So according to Rabbi Chanan, be'etzim, the mother could give over the din, mitzri, or amayni, amaynis, or mitzris, even if mitzri v'loy mitzris, to the child. It's just the father would give the din, because there's no lehem alachacher psulan. So me'el lefizeh, even according to Rav Dimi, that you go bas to the mother. But, and even though you hold mitzri v'loy mitzris, but if a ger mitzri would marry a mitzris, so manavshach, the father's a mitzri. So as far as he's concerned, the son's a mitzvah. Rav Dimi says you go bus to the mother, but the mother's also a mitzvah. So the mother also can give over the mitzvah to the child. The male, the child will be a mitzvah sheni. If you hold like what Rav Shmuel Zavsky said, that a mitzvah, if you hold mitzvah by mitzvah, a mitzvah is b'chol not a mitzvah, she's like a regular geiris, this teretz wouldn't stim. You'd have this kasha. Even if a mitzvah rishon would marry a mitzvah, but since mitzvah by mitzvah, there's no such thing as a mitzvah. A mitzvah has no psul, she's a regular geiris. According to Evdimi, you'll go bust the name, you wouldn't need a mitzvah shlishi. But if you're Rabbi Chanan, then a mitzvah could give over the din mitzvah to a child. It's just you'll go bust the av. Here the av's also a mitzvah. So a mela, even according to Evdimi, the child will be a mitzvah sheni. So that's pshat in the Gemara. If you hold kal gerim lo yikri kal, so then we have a case mitzvah sheni mayitar. If he marries a mitzvah, a geiris mitzvah, which kal gerim lo yikri kal, he's allowed to do, and so it's not the E, and then the child will be a sheni, because he can't say go bus to the mother. The mother's also a mitzvah, even though she has no psal. Since Rabbi Yehuda holds kal gerim ikri kal, so even a mitzvah is ikri kal. So you can't say that the mitzvah married the mitzvah either, because that's also asa, it's also the E like sivkra. Mele, you'll have a problem. Mele, that's why Rabbi Yehuda has to hold that you don't say mitzvah v'lay mitzvah. That's the cheshbon. And now, one more nekuda. The Gemara discusses the pasuk, Banim Eshe Yevoldu Lehem Dar Shlishi Yavalem Mekal Hashem. And the Gemara discusses specifically, why do you need the word Lehem, and why do you need the word Eshe Yevoldu? And the Gemara says like this. If it wouldn't say the word Lahem, so you would think, if it would just say Banim Ashe Yevoldu Dor Shlishi, you would think that you need three generations of Banim. In other words, the first generation of Banim, the children of the Mitzri Sheni, that's number one. That'll be the Mitzri Rishon. The children of the Gerim Mitzri, that's number one. And then you need two generations after that. You need the fourth generation to be Mutter. So that's why it says Lahem. Lahem teaches you that no, you don't need the fourth generation. The Mitzri that are Megayer, they're the first generation. They're number one. Their sons are already the Mitzri Sheni. Their grandchildren are Mutter Bekal. So that's why you need the Pasuk Lahem. Why do you need the Pasuk Ashei Yevoldu? So the Gemara says, if it wouldn't be for the Pasuk Ashei Yevoldu, you would think that a mitzvah shen is gaira, that's muberes, that a mitzvah is muberes shen is gaira, maybe her son will be called a mitzvah rishon. He will be nachat. Since her son was already be me'imai b'shas the gairis, maybe her son's considered the mitzvah rishon. So Mele, the Pasuk says, Ashei Yevoldu, to teach you that no. That even though her son was already b'me'imai b'shas the gairis, you would think that would make him a mitzvah rishon. Kamash Mulan, since he was born afterwards, Ashei Yevoldu, he already becomes a Mitzri Sheni. Now, the Gemara later in the Amud, on the din of Muberish and his Gair Beno and Tzricha Tvila, the Gemara brings two possible explanations. Why, when a pregnant woman is Megair, her son doesn't eat Tvila, son's a Gair without Tvila? The first explanation was, Ubi Yerichimai. The Uber is considered a Chelik of the mother. The Uber does not have an independent existence. The Uber is Yerech Imai, it's a Chelik of the mother. The mother becomes a Geris, automatically Uber becomes a Ger, it's a Chelik of the mother. The second Hasbid of Gemara said was, that really Uber lav Yerech Imai, an Uber is independent existence. The reason why the Ben doesn't eat Tvila is because the Ben has a Tvila. The Ben has a Tvila b'me Imai, he also was in the Mikvah. In fact, the Gemara ayitz the Chatzitza. And even though Midaraisa, Rubai, She'ena makbid is not chaitzitz, but that's nafka rubai. But kula is chaitzitz. But since the ubu is totally surrounded by the mother, that should be a chatzitza, even though it's ena makbid. The Gemara says, Shani asam haini ribise. Since that's the chias of the ubu has to be bime'ima, it's not just ena makbid, it's haini ribise, that's where he belongs. The male of the mother is not a chatzitza, the ubu itself has a tefillah. These are the two explanations why Muberish and Izgaya are benoit in Tzricha Tefillah. So, Frekta Avni Meluim, Bishleim, if you go like the first explanation, that it bribes Ubi Yerich Imai, so then we could understand why the Ben is considered a Sheni. Because the Ben didn't have its own Geiris. The Ben's Geiris is because of Yerich Imai, because it was the mother's Geiris. The Havamina is, just like the mother's Arishan, the Ben should also be considered Arishan. Because the Ben's Geiris is the mother's Geiris. So the Ben should also be considered a Mitzri Rishon. Zok the Pasuk Ashei Yevoldu, no. Since the Ben was born after the Geiris, Ashei Yevoldu, the Ben becomes a Mitzri Sheni. But if you hold, like the second Pshat of the Gemara, that Uba Lav Yerich Imai, and really the Ben is having its own Geiris. So Chaya, what's the Pshat? If the Ben is having its own Geiris, so that's Mamash a Mitzri Rishon. The Ben's Geiris has nothing to do with the mother's Geiris. The Ben's an independent Geiris. It's just the Tvila works because the mother's not a Chatzitza, because Haina Rebise. So L'chayr, this Ubu was Megayr. So why is it in a Mitzri Rishon? As I fact, Davnei Mulun. Zak Davnei Mulun, Vaistais, it's a Xeris HaKasuf. Even though the Ben had its own Geiris, it's not the Geiris of the mother that worked for the Ben, that now it's already a second generation Geir. Because this Uba wasn't Megayer. It's his mother that was Megayer that worked for him. So he's a Mitzri Sheni. No, even though the Uba has his own Geiris, his own independent Geiris. Now the Mulum says it's a Ger Katan. When he gets older, he could be Meichah. He could say he doesn't want the Geiris. Because it's his Geiris. It's not his mother's Geiris. That's a Chiddush. About see. It's not Namish Pasha. But that's what Avnei Mulum Nemzon. It's his Geiris. He could be Meichah on the Geiris. So even though it's his own independent Geiris, but since the Geiris happened before he was born, and he was born after the Geiris to a Mitzvah Rishayna, that alone is a Xeris HaKasuf that makes him a Mitzvah Rishayni. Even though the Geiris didn't come from the mother, his Geiris came from himself, but since the Geiris happened before he was born, and it was born to a mitzvah shishayna, that's the gzeres kasev sheyivaldu, that it becomes a mitzvah shishayna. That's the shtekel for Navdei Mulam. So Reb Shmuel Rozovsky asks a kasha like this. In the din of Muberish and his gair b'noan tzricha tvila, there's a kash of the Rishonim that if a ben is a ben zachar, what's the pshat? How does a tvila work? It's a tvila before the mila. There's a halacha that the mila has to precede the tvila. How does it work by a ger katan that the tvila precedes the mila? So Taisus and Afmim Zainim at base, the maskum at tvila is to miyad. He asks his kash and he says the reason why the tvila works without a mila is because at the time that the Ubu was Umeima, he was not a bar mila. He was lechazi lemila. Lechai means he's like in a keva. When you have a boy that's roi for a mila, then you can't have a geiris without a mila. Mashengen a Ubu Umeima, he's not considered roi lemila. Then the tefila alone can make a geiris. And it's a complete geir without a mila because it's not roi lemila. That's Taisa's shita. Mashengen the Ramban over there, not from Zion and Beis, he says that no, the din that the mila should precede the tefila is only a din lechatchila. Lechatchila, we do the mila before the tefila. But the evid, if you did the tefila before the mila, he yaitza. And that's a pshat by Mimberish and his gair b'no and tzricha tefila, because you can have the tefila before the mila. So mele yaitza with the tefila before the mila. That's a sheet that's Ramban. So, lefi the Ramban, lechayra, he's not even a gair until he gets his mila. You need two things to gairs. You need a mila and a tefila. He had the tefillah first. So he's not even a ger until he has a milah. According to Taisus, he's a ger right away. Because since he's not chazi l'milah, all you need is a tefillah, like in a keva. But according to the Ramban, he's not a ger yet. He needs a tefillah and then a milah. He doesn't say he's like chazi l'milah. He says, you see from this Gemara, that the tefillah could be before the milah. So kum Taisus is not even a ger until he gets the milah, that's after he's born. So zvayt ishrev the avdi mum's kasha, how's it shayach the pasuk should call him? A mitzvah sheni, he wasn't yet a ger till after he was born. The late happened before the gerus. The gerus only was nigma after he was born when you had the mila. So how is he a mitzvah sheni? That's right, Reb Shmuel Rozovsky. So Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, be'emison is another big kasha on the Ramban. The Imri Meisher brings his kasha b'shem Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim's kasha. The Rosh Yeshiva speak about the kasha. And Naftali speaks about the kasha Reb Shimon Shkop. The kasha is, Lefi was saying the Ramban. The Ramban's being a rai from ger katan, the tefillah could be before the mila. So Kumtais, like we're saying, he's not really a ger until he has the mila. The Gemara is mavur later in the 11th parak that by Meberish and his gaira, the mother is considered related to him. He has shera aim. His mother is considered his mother. And the brothers from the mother that are born after the gairus, that are born after him, they're his brothers. Is a din eishes ach me'imai on them. Or a sister from the mother would be a erva v'chaysay. You don't say gershin is gai kan shenela dami. He doesn't have any shera'av. The father is not considered his father. But the mother is considered his mother. So in fact, Chayim Bishleim according to Taisus, the gersh is already chal b'me'imai. It's already in gansen chal. He's totally a ger. Then afterwards he's born. So he's born from this mother. He's already a ger. So that happened. The birth happened after the gerus. So male, it's called share aim. You don't say gerus is guy in kanchnel dummy. That happened before he was born. That happened b'meimai. But now he was born from this mother. So he has share aim. He doesn't have share av because at that time he was a guy and he can't have share av. But by the time he was born, he was already in complete ger. So male, he has share aim. He has relatives from the mother. But if you all like the Ramban that the gerus is not complete until he does the meal afterwards. So how can he have Shera Aim? How can he have relatives from the mother? He's not a ger yet. But time he's a ger, it's after he was born. After he was born, he should say gerish in his guy cut in Chanel Dami. That's Reb Chaim's kasha on the Ramban. So Reb Naftali and Ksuvis and Reb Shimon Shkop and Ksuvis and the Sugi of Guy Cotton and Dafir Aleph, they say the following teretz. They say there's two dinim. There's a din being part of Am Yisrael, having a shame Yisrael, being part of Yisrael. And there's a din Kedushas Yisrael. There's a din Kedushas Yisrael. If he has a Jewish mother, that makes him part of Am Yisrael. He has a Shem Yisrael. Why does he need Mila and Tvila? According to Rambam, why does he still need Mila afterwards? And why did he need that the Tvila should be Chal Me'imai? He has a Jewish mother. The Teretz says because he needs Kedushas Yisrael. Since it was a Rasa Shleibe Kedusha, he doesn't get Kedushas Yisrael except through Geiris. The Geiris is to make him Kedushas Yisrael. But the Shem Yisrael already has. That's the shtickle they want to say. Now, I want to say, Lefidram Naphtali, that's Gufid Din of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. The Gemara learns that the Din Mila Tefillah from Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, Avad the Klal Yisrael in the Midbar had a Shem Yisrael beforehand. They were called Yisrael. They were called Bnei Yisrael before Matan Torah. They had a Din Yisrael. They were Mechuyiv in Mila. Mila is only a Chiyiv in Yisrael. They were Mechuyiv in Mila. Avad are Mechuyiv in Mila Mitzad the Shem Yisrael. But we still learn out from what they went through with Matan Torah because they didn't have Kedushas Yisrael. You needed Matan Torah. You needed the Mila and Tevila by Matan Torah to give them Kedushas Yisrael. So Geiris is a Pshat. The Mila and Tevila gives them Kedushas Yisrael. By regular Geir, the Kedushas Yisrael, Gufa gives them the Shem Yisrael, makes them from Am Yisrael. But this, Muberish in his Gaira, Mitzad the Din Am Yisrael, he already has it in Am Yisrael, because his mother's Jewish. You only need the Mila and Tefillah for the Kedushas Yisrael. So Memela, he'd have Shere Aim, because the Din of Shere Aim is totally in the Din of Am Yisrael, not the Din of Kedushas Yisrael. The Shem Yisrael gives him the Din Shere Aim. The reason why Gerish in his Gaira can't know them is not because it's a space of Kedusha to him. The reason why Gerish can't come to Nel Dami is because it becomes a new chel, it becomes a chavs of Yisrael. This Gerish, this Muberish and this Gaira, the Ben is already chavs of Yisrael b'shas later. He needs the Mila to get Kedushas Yisrael. That gives him the Shereim. That's the shtickel from Rav Naphtali from Rav Shimon Shkab. Now, it's Masha from Rav Naphtali, lefid the shtickel, heyais by Muberish and his Gaira, even if you hold the Ubalav Yerichimai, and it's an Egan and Geiris, but the Geiris is only for Kedushas Yisrael. It's not to give him the shame Am Yisrael. So Mela, on that you don't need Tzchiyah. On that there'll be no din that it could be Meicha. It's Arachim, but that's not our sugya. But Al Kapanim, Lefi the Shtigl, from Rav Naphtali and Rav Shimon, to answer Rav Chaim's Kasha, why Asherah Aim, that would also answer Rav Shmuel Zofsky's Kasha. Because Rav Shmuel Zofsky's Kasha is, if he's not a Ger yet until the Mila, so how's it Shayach that he should be called a Mitzvah Sheni? He became a Ger after he was born. So how could Asher Yevolda make him a Mitzvah Sheni? The Teretz says, Eina Chinami. He didn't get Kedushas Yisrael till the Mila. But the Etzim Shem Yisrael he already had. He already had Meshas the Leda because he was born from the Jewish mother. So since he already had the Shem Yisrael by the Leda, that Shem Yisrael that he has by the Leda makes it that he's not a Mitzvah Rishon. Makes it that he has a Yachas to the Aim and the mother was Megaya first. And Memela, the Xeris Akasav is that since the Geris that he happened, the Geris, the Seist, the din that he already has a shame Yisrael, not even without the Kedushas Yisrael, before he was born, makes the leader with the shame Yisrael that he should be a Mitzvah Sheni, and he doesn't have a din of a Mitzvah Rishon. That's a Teretz Rav Shmuel Zofsky, Lefi the Yisayit from Rav Naphtali and Rav Shimon Shkab.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.